Neil, was that a 45 minutes? It just sums up the whole season.
It does. It wasn't about today, to be fair. Even though we took the lead and capitulated second half, it was about the rest of the season. The poor start that we had after trying to build a new team, and certainly the lack of goals all the way through has cost us relegation.
Do you feel you've actually been trying to play catch up after that horrible start?
Yeah, 1 point out of 15 is not a good start, even though we hardly had any players to start off with. And that's a big catch-up all the way through the season. We've competed, we've played well, we haven't played well, we've won games, we've lost games, but we certainly haven't scored enough goals to catch up. And in the end, you know, you can see we've got relegated today. We've got relegated by not scoring enough goals all the way through the season.
You now needed a miracle today, but you did get your noses in front, and it took a shocker of a penalty decision for them to level.
Well, we've took the lead and played reasonably well first half, very, very comfortable. And as I say, we're coming in at half-time, everyone's telling us what the result is, and I think the second half performance is a result of Fleetwood winning 2-0.
A number of times this season, you've conceded too many goals too quickly, haven't you?
Well, we certainly shouldn't have lost the game, never mind conceded the 5 goals that we've conceded, and that just shows that mentally we're very, very fragile. And as I say, we've been relegated on the fact that not just for today, is we haven't scored enough goals to get enough points.
Where does relegation leave Neil MacDonald?
Well, we'll see. We'll see in the next few days where it leaves Neil MacDonald. As I say, I apologise to the fans for the whole of the season, not just today. We haven't been good enough all the way through the season, and it's tragic that we've been relegated.
When you say we'll see, does that mean you'll walk away?
Well, we'll see.
Blackpool, I've spoken to Steve McMahon, I've spoken to Ian Holloway after relegations, and they both come around and said, my job is to get them straight back. Do you feel the ability is there with what you've got to do that?
Well, the players certainly have to show a little bit more backbone in what they have all the way through the season, especially when we take the lead. But that remains to be seen in the coming weeks, in the coming days, on which direction the club want to take.
Have you got any plans to speak to the chairman?
Yeah, we've got a meeting on Monday, which has been planned for a long time, so let's see how that goes.
And will you be in a position then to know a bit more clear than you do now what's going to happen?
Well, without a shadow of a doubt, we've just been relegated as a football club. We've got some good players in the change room, but they certainly haven't done themselves justice all the way through the season.
There was a time around Christmas when you really put 3 wins together and looked as though you had enough about the squad to get away, and then somehow it just all went wrong.
Well, as I say, it's the lack of goals that's gone wrong. You know, defensively we're not too bad, even though we've conceded a few today. Where chances created is up with any team towards the middle and the top half of the table, but scoring goals is the worst in the league, and that's certainly cost us.
Hindsight's a wonderful thing. Would you have changed many things the way that things have happened?
Well, definitely trying to find another striker to score some goals. It's not just the strikers, it's the whole of the team. We had to score more goals with the chances that we've created, and we certainly haven't done that, and we've been heavily punished.
You've said all the way through, in the circumstances that surrounds the whole of the football club, recruitment's been difficult. Have you been knocked back on many targets which you feel might have got you over the line?
Well, listen, that's gone right from the start of the season from a newly relegated team from the Championship. It's always difficult to try and recruit players, not having many players to start off with. And then the poor start that we had, 1 point out of 15, was always going to be difficult to catch up. We tried to sign a couple of players that refreshed us in the January window. But not enough to save us.
And recruiting to a League Two football club will make it equally much more difficult.
Well, it will. Yes, of course, yes. And the players that are here gives you a head start, I suppose. But the players that are here and being involved in the relegation fight all season have to stand up and be counted and do a lot better than what they have done.
Can I just say thanks for your honesty throughout the season? It's been difficult, but you've always spoken to us.
Yeah, well, I've tried to be honest. And as I say, it's not just the players and myself that are gutted. It's everybody gutted when you get relegated.